Schultz, just before Frizzell got him, and a leaping interception by Woodson, who got a foot down somehow inbounds.
This is the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Guess who's hosting a big University of Michigan tailgate party today, Tom?
A lot of people, I assume.
Somebody's been in the news a lot lately.
Who's that?
Rick Snyder.
Oh, he has the nerd mobile. He's got this big RV, okay? It's over in the Victor's lot. Well, kind of not in the bit, well, near the Victor's lot. And a lot of people there, and yeah, it's he's there.
I still think you should pose for that poster with Denard Robinson, Denard and Denard. I just, this Rick for Michigan tailgate thing, yeah. Are Spartans invited to this?
Hey, everybody goes to that thing.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think, but that race is over, not to go Ebling and you on. Is that over with?
Got not if you ask Virg Bernero, but the polls look like a pretty significant lead again.
Okay.
I want to talk a little bit about this series before we get back out to our phone lines. 393-3700, 393-3700. The last 40 years, how many times has a team that rushed for the most yards lost the game, Tom?
Never. I think the team that has the most rushing yards usually wins this game almost all the time. Isn't there a good, nice streak going here?
No, there isn't, but you're right about the first part of it. 37 of the 40 years,
right.
The team that's had the most rushing yards has won the game.
Oh, yeah, it dictates the tempo
of
the
game. Can
you
remember the three times that didn't happen?
No, I can't.
1995 with Tony Banks.
Yeah.
Michigan had Tim Biakabatuka going up and down the field
right.
And still lost the game.
Right.
2004, DeAndre Cobb rushed for more than 200
he was
yards.
Unbelievable.
And Michigan State had one of the highest rushing totals in the history of the series,
mm-hmm.
Going back to the 80s, the highest since 1981, and somehow managed to still lose that game in triple overtime. And in 2007, Michigan State outrushed Michigan 191-100.
Yeah. Ringer had that big run on that reverse.
But, you know, Michigan had the key play there when Mike Hart recovered the fumble
from
Ryan Mallett.
Ryan Mallett went in there, and then Manningham with a big catch. And actually, Greg Matthews had a big catch on the prior touchdown.
Right.
That game turned on a dime.
But the law of unintended consequences. You don't plan to fumble, but
no.
Without that play, the game is over.
You can start picking away all those games, you know, as far as fumble here, fumble
right.
there. I mean,
it's not very often.
How about
that you 12
fumble. Men on the field in 2001?
Yeah,
that
probably shouldn't
fart,
have had that.
You know, but, and then all of a sudden the game's over.
But
with.
How often do you plan a fumble? You don't. With your backup quarterback, if Chad Henne hadn't stepped on the lineman's foot and turned his ankle, then Ryan Mallett never would have come in to fumble, and they wouldn't have picked up the 3rd and 22 or whatever it
right,
was.
Right, ifs and buts were candy and nuts. What a Merry Christmas we have, and out to the phones we should go here.
Are you calling Don nuts? All right, Don from DeWitt. Joins us. Hello, Don.
Good morning, guys. Man, is this what it's all about or what?
I love it. You know, let's get a little Alabama-Auburn intensity around here. Interstate rivalry,
yeah.
Don't you think?
Well, absolutely. And, Tom, I'm just wondering if you've got a tentative emergency session with Dr. Tom just in case the unthinkable happens.
Well, yeah, that was served up to me.
Dr. John Braccio, he's ready. Couch is open.
Yes, excuse me, yep. Dr. John.
Yep,
I'm sorry.
And I got all my anxiety medications all lined up for me to take before this game. It's going to be crazy.
What's your blood pressure in an overtime in this game?
Oh, actually,
what's the reading?
I don't know. It's like I'm like anybody else, you know. But I'm telling you what, guys. I've been taking it more in perspective since I've hit 50 years old. Maybe you know, it's just all
more in perspective.
Yeah.
What were you like before I met you? Jeez, incarcerate the guy.
We must be talking homicidal maniac.
No, you know what it is. You know,
are you Charles Manson in the 70s?
This one is personal. This is a personal rivalry to me. I take it personal. You know, I don't like losing to Michigan State.
You and Mark D'Antonio.
Yep. Yeah. Well, thanks so much.
Hey,
Donnie.
We need your score, Don. Give us
a
score.
I like Joe Rexroth, 34-27. But Tom, remember, it's not personal. It's just business.
There you go. Thanks so much, Don.
Great show, guys.
Enjoy the game.
You know what? He touches on a good point. The business of this game is astronomical to the state of Michigan,
and we need it, baby.
George Perlis always used to say, "The big winner is the state of Michigan."
Absolutely.
In a game like this,
and we're getting national recognition.
Hey, we have the Brandstatters coming up.
This
you want to talk about
fun.
That for a minute?
Oh, yeah. Art and Jim Brandstatter. One played for Michigan State. One played for the University of Michigan.
You know what? Is Jim Brandstatter the little brother?
He's little brother.
I never thought that Jim Brandstatter and Mike Hart had much in common.
I wouldn't want to mess with Art,
they didn't wear the
though.
Same pads.
Art can still hold his own.
All right. We will be back. We'll be talking with Art Brandstatter, Michigan State, and Jim Brandstatter, University of Michigan, coming up next on the Jack and Tom Show.